our supporters as well were superb tonight, even when we got pegged back at 1-1. And I thought the backing going down in front of them and attacking that goal, I think that played a part as well tonight.
I was going to say, did that help? I mean, we can get a bit trite, can't we, yeah, about these things at times, but yeah.
Never underestimate that. Yeah. Never underestimate the influence that can have, you know, especially when you're kicking in front of them. It's not behind the goal, but it's very close to you at the side there. And when you're having a few chances that we had in the second half, and you know, they're ready to go up and celebrate a goal, and we do get one, then that's special.
I suppose especially so, given the run that the team... Well, run, we're talking about two games, of course, but, you know, the circumstances surrounding the fixture, it must have meant a lot to the players.
They've turned up with supporters in the thousand or whatever again tonight, and I think you saw the reaction of the players when the winning goal went in. You know, they wanted to go over and celebrate with them.
It's been a very, very happy dressing room as well.
Yeah, it's happier than it has been. You know, we've played four games, we've won two and lost two.
Yeah.
So it's not been a disastrous start to this point.
Do you think you'll see some of the players come into their own now? Because it will give them a little bit of confidence, won't it? You know.
We're hoping that edginess that we saw in the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought the work rate was up, certainly on Saturday, after Saturday's game, the work rate was up. Challenges were going in. I don't think we played anywhere as near as well as we did in the first half an hour at Coventry at any stage tonight. But we did the other things well.
Once again, I guess, although it's early days and we keep reiterating that, it will mean a lot to beat a team that previously had a 100% record as well.
Yeah, I don't think you can underestimate that either. Good side, very, very good side to come here and win. They've won the first two games. They're going to be up there in the top six come the end of the season, no doubt. So I think as Bristol City probably felt getting the victory at our place first day. And this feels the same here because they are a good side. I think they've been lucky with injuries. They lost a few players tonight as well. So I think they're a bit unlucky with that.